Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls podcast. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, here to share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means to become a remarkable soul. This week's Monday mantra, I gather in grace what's mine to embrace. This is the mantra that's up right now. We're at this new moon time, and we are doing the work of the Mercury retrograde. You know, some people it's really wearing and tearing on them. So this mantra is what's up right now, because wherever there has been displaced power of yours, it's time to collect the parts. That's what the call is forth right now, and that's what this mantra offers. I gather in grace what's mine to embrace. That means you're giving your divine dignity permission to pull the power in. Gathering in your power is an act of grace. It gives you the connection of protection. This mantra is really dedicated as a combination of two mantras. I just had the privilege. That's why I wasn't able to get out a new moon audio post for those of you that are on my email list, which I highly recommend. I do send out, for insiders only, you have to be on my email list, an audio intention for the full moon and the new moon twice a month. Wasn't able to get it out for this new moon because in a very spontaneous conversion of events, I was invited to sit in a ceremony circle from the time of the equinox up until the full moon. So that was pretty much Thursday through Sunday. And it was last minute, so there was no time for me to prep and plan. And every ounce of me was like, yes, I'm blessed in my yes, saying yes to this beautiful opportunity of what's up right now, as we're all in this catalyst of change that for some, Mercury retrograde has been really kicking up the cosmic dust of what needs to clear, what needs to go out for what's the new that wants to come in. So it's been a major reformatting, rebooting. And that's what this month of September has been, has really been a September shift for many people, including myself. We're all in it in some capacity. This is the shift. And what is that shift going to look like when we begin October, when Mercury retrograde winds down and this month closes out on the new moon of what is it, the new that we want to bring forth? So this mantra was really born out of two mantras that were up after spending this weekend with my beloved partner, Jack, sitting in sacred ceremony. There was two mantras that were coming up for both of us out of what I have done, mantras in the past. And mine was, I am inside my grace. This is a popular mantra. It was in my mantra card deck that was available, that sold out, that's currently sold out. And then there was also another mantra, and this was Jack's. I'm claiming my power back from wherever it is. I'm willing to receive what I need now. And that brought me to the combination, which is really the power that this mantra offers. I gather in grace what's mine to embrace. So I want to offer you an invitation right now to call in the power from wherever it is, anything that's being withheld, that you have needs of what truly needs to be brought in to the best alignment for your life. I want you to relax into your own life's rhythm of what wants to become and be, especially in this new moon cycle that's stepping forth. So I want to invite you to drop in below the noise of whatever feels separated, distant, disassociated from your world, that you need to get into connection with, that you need an authentic arising back into association with, into a stronger resonating vibration with. I want you to think of what that is right now. Feel your way towards it. Call to it. Let that energy come forth from wherever it is to you. This is the gathering in grace, what is yours to embrace. How you can practice calling forth what is yours, your power, from wherever it is, what you need, is become solid in your energy. Gather in grace what's yours to embrace. When you enter a room, feel your energy solid and collected. If someone enters the room, do you feel your energy push out, throw out towards them, leak, become diluted? Recognize that. Feel that. Pull yourself back. Gather in grace. And how you can understand this deeper is practice listening to the sounds around you instead of going to the sound. Let the sound come to you. That's really how we hear. The sound waves move into the ear. So get solid in gathering, solidifying your power, your energy, gathering in grace, what's yours to embrace. By just practicing this exercise, instead of immediately going to where you hear the sound, feel fully and totally the sensation of the sound being carried to you. Because the sound wave is being carried to you. That's how you hear. Use this as a practice in the power, the source, the energy that you are by allowing what you need at this time to call forth from wherever it is and allow it to become solid in your own essence. That is the stamina of the soul of you. Gather in grace what's yours to embrace. Allow it to be received. It's a posture. It's a soul posture. Whatever has been displaced in your power, collect the parts. That's what we're calling forth right now. I gather in grace what's mine to embrace. And whatever has been displaced in your power, collect it. What doesn't belong to you, don't carry it anymore. Let it go. Gather your power in an act of grace, giving you that connection of protection for what's yours to embrace with life. So this current cycle of Mercury retrograde really is reformatting and rebooting us with a whole new story, a whole new way, a whole new cycle ahead that we're going to be manifesting from. And so it's kicking up. This can be what I call a month of soul grit growth that Mercury retrograde is grinding on for many. So whatever areas of yourself that have maybe been stuck, frozen, dismissed, traumatized, blocked, or suppressed in any capacity, causing some form of stuckness, paralysis, let's start giving permission for those parts to be gathered in grace, to speak. So I'm going to share with you a profound exercise that I did, because the last several years, trauma, what's going on in the nervous system, where it's residing in us personally and collectively, has all been up for the clearing. And if we stay in the polarizing and the separate scattering, splintering of ourselves that many forces are pushing at us, so we have to choose it on the most deepest, true level. the gathering in grace, because there's a lot of energy that's being used to keep it splintered, separated. So here is a powerful exercise you can do that's really powerful for this new moon, Mercury retrograde time as we move into an energy shift here. So you can get the most out of it. As we can turn a corner from what traumas have been stuck in our field, causing some form of stagnation. That's always what the full moon and the new moon is doing. And the new moon is all about moving that energy into a new becoming. And in these last several years, no one has been exempt from really having to look at, even no matter what their financial or social status has been, from having to look at these pieces within ourselves and reconciling in some capacity, or we will continue to be tormented. So here is the process. It's about calling back the parts of yourself. This has been a practice that's been advised by many different mentors, and there are different aspects. So this was a completely transformative experience that I went through with really looking at how to speak and call back the splintered part of myself. And it's a practice that can be revisited, because my life has been filled with many traumatic events. I mean, mine started at the age of 2 when I got ran over by a lawnmower. And then my youngest brother and our family drowned in our family pool when I was 7. And then sprinkled within that, all the way up from the age 2 to 15, I had many painful surgeries. And then going into adulthood, I went through a divorce. I had financial dismantling. I had business disruptions. I had all kinds of things that had been suppressed in some capacity into a part of my nervous system, in a part of my energy field, my psyche, my psychology, that needed some reconciliation with. I know that Elizabeth Gilbert even talked about how important it was with her during her own transformative journey was to talk to her stuck parts and to have a conversation and begin a roundtable discussion with them and pull them back together. So here is an invitation that you could do today or over the next few days. I really want to advise you to do this somewhere between now and the beginning of October, because that's what we're winding into with Mercury retrograde. And this is what it's being called for right now, is to sit down with yourself and talk to the different parts. Let them be heard. Give them each a piece of paper and let them express whatever needs to be heard and listened to by inviting to the table, the conversation, the connection, the mature part of yourself that can hold space for those stuck parts. So for me, when I go to the part of my life in my 30s and it started all becoming clear to me how things definitely needed to shift, and that's when I began really recognizing that there were stuck parts where I felt what I call outside of my own life. There was so much splintering, displacement, and that has been exacerbated and amplified in these last several years between all of us to look at within our own selves and how important it is to draw back on our own sovereign power right now. So you want to pick the significant ages, parts of you that maybe are certain segue points in your life, that on some level you felt like you've bumped up against, or you know that maybe there's a deeper trauma sitting there inside of you. This is what I did for me. Maybe pick a few different decades or timelines. But okay, so for me, what I did is I picked the age 2, I picked the age 13, I picked the age 19, I pick the age 36 and I pick the age 45 because I can go to every single one of those timelines or parts of myself where something significant happened, where maybe something was displaced, hidden, or hurting, and I needed to collect those parts and gather them in grace, calm the chaos, listen with love what those parts had to say, and allow that wise, mature woman to sit there and be in that power with it. So this is an exercise I want to invite you to do. Just get her. And the way I did it is I sat at a round table. So I picked the age 2, 13, 19, 36, and 45. And I gave them each their own piece of paper. And I allowed them to speak. So I gave a piece of paper to each of those parts of myself. And then I allowed, and I'm calling it my wise, mature woman. So whether you're male, female, you can name that. Whether it's your warrior, man, whatever it is for you, name that part. And then allow her to speak at the end and allow her to speak to those different parts that you're collecting back. So like my two-year-old self, when I put down what I was feeling, I'm hurting, surprised, confused, needing loving compassion, tenderness, trying, forced, trapped. Those were the feelings that I had when I tuned into my two-year-old girl when she got ran over by a riding lawnmower. And my wise, mature woman said, "We will get through this time with tender, loving compassion. I hold you in the rejuvenation of your strength." That was the gathering of that two-year-old self back to me from the wise, mature woman in me. And now I'm going to just jump to one more example when I was 36. Just to give you an idea how to do it is my feelings were trying, fractured family foundation, lack of honor, unsupported, distracted, overcompensating, numb, deeply frozen, desiring, unboundaried, wanting, permission, trying, overcoming. And what my collection back to her, my wise woman said, "You can collect your parts that are displaced, hidden and hurting. Gather in grace. Calm the chaos. Listen with love." So that's an example of how you can begin to call those parts back. I gather in grace what's mine to embrace. And then I wrote at the end what my wise, mature woman had to say. She's always there, waiting to be invited in. She has the order. Follow her foundation. You are crowned. You can sit with her. She will protect you. Silently slaying is her sword of power. Crystallized in Christ consciousness, she is grounded right here for your embodiment. So in your own way, that was what was true for me. And I'm sharing that maybe it can inspire you to find your way to gather in grace what's yours to embrace and collect any parts that need to be brought deeper into your soul essence, into your power. So we want to gather back whatever's caused splintering from a specific trauma or a deeper wound that wants to be resolved, because what doesn't complete repeats. And that's the call right now, is what has been repeating that needs a new story. So I dedicate this mantra to the parts of all of us to understand that no matter what our life has done, no matter what is happening, we can gather in grace and know what is our own to embrace. Whatever has been displaced in your power, you can collect those parts. What doesn't belong to you, you don't have to carry it anymore. You can let it go inside at the truth of you right now. And you can take time to gather in grace what is yours to embrace right now. And whatever has been displaced in your power, even if you find yourself getting on social media, on a screen, and you find your power being displaced, collect it back. Create the boundaries. Don't let yourself be carried into what doesn't belong to you anymore. Let it go. Gather your power. That is an act of grace. And you find peace when you begin to collect the pieces. So take this exercise and allow the wise, mature person to listen to what that stuck part has to say. And then you can offer up the wise, mature energy of today to gather in grace what's yours to embrace, bringing yourself into wholeness, into the holy yes of you, your life. I gather in grace what's mine to embrace. Life wants so much good for you. Collect into that core connection what this time is calling forth for you. This is your season into a shift of your most collected yes, the blessed yes for you and your life. I gather in grace what's mine to embrace. You, my beautiful one, are a remarkable soul here to live an inspired life, and all those answers and that power sits in the center of your being. And if you need a guided reset in any of the core areas of your life, nourishing worthiness, manifesting money, getting inside your miracle stream or your prosperity pathway, I have 21 days where I will walk you hand in hand daily into a shift. I gather in grace what's mine to embrace. Receive this at this time. It's here for you. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.